Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to Higher Ground Financial Group, riskfeestaxes.com. My name is Imran Rasby. This is Daniel Rasby, my son. He's a tax attorney. And we're going to talk to you about some interesting things. And today, I think we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in the market. And you guys might have heard about AI. What's that? What is AI doing to our economy? What is it doing to our stock market? Really, you know, AI seems very interesting. There's a lot of things AI can do. And a lot of people worried about the job loss because AI is taking over. Well, are they really going to take over plumbing, electricians, things like that? Maybe not. Maybe. You know, Elon Musk thinks they'll take it over within 20 years. But what's happening right now? We're spending a lot of money in AI, I heard.
Yeah, I was just reading an article, and it was, I believe, JP Morgan put this out a number of weeks ago. It's not not breaking news, but it may be breaking news to many of you listening. Since the launch of ChatGPT in 2022, something like 75% of all market growth in this country has been AI stock related stuff.
But isn't that a good thing, though? I mean, we're going and AI is growing, and that's going to keep growing because AI is there, right?
AI is being used in a lot of things, but 75% of the economy is not AI. There's a lot of other industries, a lot of I'm not talking about 75% of companies are using AI. That's not what I mean. I mean, 75% of all market growth is attributed to just a few companies that are running the AI.
So are these few companies going to take over? Maybe we should just invest in these few companies. They're going to take over the world and be worth a lot, right? Because everything in the world is going AI. Is that really what I'm hearing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think AI is going anywhere. I think AI is here to stay. But it reminds me a lot of something else we've had about 25 years ago. And we'll get into that in just a second. I want to finish the rest of the statistic. Not just 75% of all the market growth has been AI for the last several years, but 90% of all new capital expenditures, the increase in new capital spending, 90% has been AI, data centers and other things.
But does nobody else have any money, or is something else going on?
That seems to be where everybody's spending all of their money on, a combination of that, and then a lot of the other sectors are losing money. The economy is not nearly in as good shape as many people seem to think it is.
So one of the phenomena that happened is that last time Trump was in office, he made it easier for companies like Apple, Microsoft to bring money in from overseas. They had billions of dollars overseas, but it was too much tax, high tax in the U.S., so they couldn't bring it in. So he changed that, and the taxes became much lower, especially for people bringing money in. So these companies brought billions of dollars into the U.S. economy, but they didn't spend it. They had it in now. But now they've been spending it on AI.
But for the first few years after they brought it in, interest rates were really high because during COVID, interest rates went they had to increase so much because of the high inflation that they're like, okay, we can get really good interest rates now. They just held it in cash.
Yeah. Well, for the first couple of years, they didn't invest it because COVID, we didn't know what was happening. They didn't know what was happening. So they said, well, we'll just hold it here. We got the money. It's lower taxes. We got it back in the U.S. We'll just hold it. And then the rates went up, so they kept holding it.
And then in end of 2022, ChatGPT was announced and it was released, and it was a big hit. And everybody was realizing, okay, this is a new area that we haven't ever invested in. We can invest a lot of money. And all the tech companies invested a lot of money in AI.
So they're all trying to be first. When you're trying to be first, you spend an unlimited amount of money. Sort of like when we had the space race, right? We were racing against the Russians. It didn't matter what it costs, right?
Right.
Our government was going to spend it no matter what because we wanted to get to the moon first. That's the same thing with AI. Each company wants to be the first in this section, the first to have this part of the AI going.
And they're spending money much more quickly than they're bringing it in. And even OpenAI, which is not even a publicly traded company, but it has exposure in the market because Oracle and other big S&P companies invest heavily in OpenAI. So they are getting exposure that way. But even the Sam Altman, I guess, the CEO or the leader of OpenAI, he says he does not expect his firm to be profitable until at least 2029 or 2030.
And every 2 or 3 years, you need new chips.
That's the problem, right? So where are they spending all this money? They're spending it, And by the way, if you want to know more about this and how it might affect you and so on, you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, Higher Ground Financial Group, riskfeestaxes.com. But the data centers is the interesting piece of this, because all this money is being spent not just in developing the algorithms for the AI, but a lot of it's being spent in putting up data centers. Massive, massive data centers. In fact, in my home county, we got a postcard saying, hey, don't you want to put a data center up in your county? Because,
everybody's doing it. You should do it too.
It's going to improve the schools. That was an interesting. It's going to improve the schools because they're going to get more tax revenue, and then they're going to be able to spend more money in the schools. That's a whole nother topic. I'm not sure spending more money in the schools really makes it better. But in this case, their data centers are going up everywhere, and they're very expensive. But the funny thing is, the expensive part of the data center is not the shell, the building. Buildings are, they're expensive to put up, but the most expensive part is all these
chips
and the servers that are in there. And if you know anything about computers, and if you just look at the last two decades, how many times have you upgraded your own computer because it was out of date and it wasn't fast enough to keep pace with all the latest things? If you have to be on the bleeding edge of technology, which you need to have to be able to run these AI algorithms, those chips are out of date every 18 months, 24 months, maybe. So most of the money that's being spent on the data center is completely wasted after just a few years, because they have to revamp the entire thing. And I don't know where they're going to get the money for that, because they're not profitable. And so that's the tough part. The other piece is, we don't have the power to run this.
Right?
There's you were reading, some locations have been making it free. Right? Free for the data centers.
Yeah. So the location, you don't pay any electricity for data. They're taking so much electricity. So who's paying for it? Well, the rest of us that are in that community, that's that county, that state, we're covering the cost of this data, which is unbelievable.
So the increased electricity has to go to somebody. It goes to the consumer if they're giving a big break on it.
Yeah. The issue is, we're spending all this money, and this money's coming from someplace. Initially, it all came from overseas. We had a lot of money stockpiled up, but that's running out, isn't it?
It is running out, and that's the trouble. So that's why I say this feels a lot like the dot-com bubble from the earlier 2000s. And the great comparison, because what happened there is the market crashed heavily in the dot-com crash, and that doesn't mean the internet went away.
No.
Right? Dot-com still exists.
It just
everything. Possible. Our website.
It took longer for the profits to come in.
Right. So most of the companies that were involved in the internet bubble, many of them went out of business totally. And you don't hear of companies like Compaq anymore, or right. A lot of those companies, because they went out of business. But that doesn't mean the internet was a bad idea that didn't catch on, didn't continue.
Right.
Same thing with AI.
So AI is here to stay. It's just, is it going to be profitable soon enough for the companies to survive?
And so we believe that this is pointing to a big bubble in the stock market that's really AI related. Many of these companies will crash heavily. We don't know which ones they are, but it is going to affect a lot of the market. And so when the dot-com bubble burst in 2000, even the companies that survived, they lost a lot of value for the next few years. And if you were around that time and you remember, your accounts lost 50% or more over the 3-year period, 2000, 2001, 2002.
It took like 6 years to get back. So Not only do you lose a lot of money, it takes a long time to get that money back. And if you're retiring or close to retirement, you can't take that risk.
And so how does that play in? That's a good segue. So how does that play into retirement planning? What do you take away from this? Because I was talking recently to somebody who was like, well, I made, 16% over the last year. And my advisor did really well. He got me 16%. Over the last year, and I compared it, the exact time period he was talking about, it was about as much as the S&P. So his advisor didn't beat the market. It just did about what the market did, which is great.
But he still had to pay a fee, so it was actually less than what the market did.
Yeah. But in any case, he was happy. He was up.
Yeah.
So why would I fix what's not broken? Let's just keep it in. Let's keep growing.
Well, that's the hardest thing. When you're growing, when your money's growing, it's hard to sell when it's high, right? But that's what we've heard all the time. Sell high, buy low. But we as human beings don't want to get out when the market's doing so well. It's really hard to sell high. That's why when we have automatic reallocation, those kind of things that really do work, because it forces us to sell high even when we're not taking a participation in it. So this is high. We've had 3 years of really record highs, and all the institutional investors are getting out. And I'm talking the big guys, the ones with the hedge funds and stuff. In fact, we had a lady that was working in a hedge fund, and she came to one of our seminars. She said, yes, we're all getting out. What do I do with my own personal money? Because they're getting out. So they all are seeing not really impending doom, but a pretty big hiccup, if not a, you know, something bad happening.
And don't just take my word for it. Do a Google search. What is the forecasted next 10 years of U.S. equity returns? It's not going to show you an 8, 10, 12% like the long-term historicals might show you. It's saying 3, 4, 5, 6%.
I've seen some saying 0%. How can it be 0 for 10 years? Well, the reason it can be 0 is just like we had the first 13 years of 2000. It was 0 return because we went down by 50%, took a long time to get back up, and then we went down by 50% again, took a long time to get back up. That was 13 years of 0 returns. That didn't mean the market didn't have returns. It had lots of returns, but the negatives wiped them out. And so that may be what's happening over the next 10 years. And that's what people are projecting. And so when they're projecting a flat S&P 500, when you're seeing S&P 500 has gone up by double digits, how are they projecting flat? Well, this is why. Because we're coming to an end of all that investment. All that money is running dry. They've been spending the money and they've been borrowing money. And you know, all these people, all the retail investors are jumping in because AI is so good. Just like they jumped in after crypto already went to $100,000.
Right.
They jumped in and now they lost a whole bunch of money. You can't buy when it's high. That's the problem. And right now it's really high and AI is running out of steam. Not steam that it's going to make money. It's going to definitely be here to stay, but running out of the energy to power AI.
Capital is running out. And a lot of these companies have been spending heavily in AI. Now they're having to borrow to pay. And when you're borrowing money for something that's not profitable and it will not be profitable for a number of years, that makes it very easy. If just one thing goes wrong, it topples the whole house of cards. So what do you take away from all this? Talk to us, find out how you can protect yourself, still take advantage if the crash doesn't happen for a while,
but protect
yourself from any market downturns, especially if you're close to retirement or you're already in retirement. You really want to take a look. Do you have enough saved to protect? You know, if it's protected, is it going to last much better? So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
And another thing I heard today, I'd read an article, the CEO of NVIDIA said, look, it takes 3 years to build a data center here in the U.S. 3 years, because of all the regulation, all the other stuff, even though they're streamlining, it takes 3 years. Well, China will build a hospital in a weekend, okay? That's a difference. That's going to cause a lot of problems. And China's way behind us in the chips, but that's going to give them time to catch up if we don't fix something here.
So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule a free call with us today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.